This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Hi, welcome to The Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mark.
Hi, this is Ivan.
You know, Indonesia banned sand coming from Singapore.
Oh, yeah, how about that? Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's something else now they're considering.
What's it?
Granite.
Oh, granite also.
Yeah.
Yeah, Indonesia and Singapore, they don't seem to be on talking terms.
Yeah, long.
I wonder what the Indonesians are thinking.
Yeah. Okay, Hadi, Bang Bang, we have to ban Indonesian sand exports to Singapore because, you know, it's due to environmental reasons.
BJ, I thought it was due to, you know, they're not wanting to sign the extradition treaty. We really want to get those rich criminal bastards move their money to Singapore and migrated there, you know.
No, Hadi. Environmental reasons. And also because Singapore can be such an arrogant little prick for such a small country. I mean, they're smaller than even some of our little uninhabited islands, you know. Right, Bangster?
Yeah. Let's take away their sand. See how they built those glorified HDB flats, their so-called subsidized public housing and those casinos of theirs.
Can you imagine a sans casino without sand? What would they call it? Sandless?
Dirt?
Dust?
But this sand ban does not seem to be working on those Singaporeans. They aren't budging on our treaty.
Environmental issues, Hadi. It's all about the environment, okay? It's not about the treaty.
Oh, yes. Environmental issues. Hey, maybe we should ban other things too. How about granite?
Ooh, that's gonna hurt. Without granite, their construction industry is so going to come to a screeching halt. I heard the sand ban did hurt a little, but I heard reports that some contractor took sand from a nearby playground to finish his project.
Yes, let's ban granite then, in the name of the environment. What else can we ban?
I know.
Huh?
We ban the export of Indomie. See how Singapore survives without a steady supply of cheap instant noodles. We will start with banning the original Mee Goreng flavor and special chicken flavor. I hear these are the most popular flavors in Singapore.
Good. What else can we ban? I know. Something that will hurt Singapore deeply. Something Singapore cannot live without.
What is it, Babang? Wood?
No, more precious to Singapore than that. Even more than sand and granite. Meat!
Whoa,
good idea.
That's brilliant, Bang. Without cheap Indonesian maids, Singapore will come to a standstill. All their citizens will not know how to keep their flats and cars clean and their children fed without our export of maids.
And it is all for environmental protection.
Yes, the export of instant noodles and cheap domestic help is to protect our environment.
Hey, speaking of wood, are we doing anything about the haze from the burning of our forests and the massive deforestation from illegal logging?
Ah, that can wait, Hadi. We need to deal with one environmental problem at one time. We are not superhuman, you know.
This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Achieve your American degree in Singapore. Polytechnic graduates will receive advanced standing. For more information, please log on to www.cae.edu.sg/usf.pdf.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com and it does not harm the environment of Indonesia. Yet.